USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Violent demonstrations ended outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad with the departure of an Iranian-backed militia and its supporters. The withdrawal from the Green Zone comes after the U.S. military sent hundreds of reinforcements to the region, specially trained Marines and paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he's willing to send more, but that depends on whether the situation has been completely diffused. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says they could resume nuclear testing because there's no longer grounds for them to be self-bound by a self-declared postponement. President Trump responded.
He likes me. I like him. We get along. He's representing his country. I'm representing my country. We have to do what we have to do. But he did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
New Year's Eve celebrations turned deadly in Jakarta, Indonesia, as torrential rains and overflowing rivers triggered flooding in the capital and surrounding areas, killing 9 people and displacing thousands. At least 90 neighborhoods were submerged by floodwaters. The governor said nearly 15 inches of rain fell. More than 120,000 rescue workers have been deployed to assist residents in evacuations. Jakarta, Indonesia's largest city, is sinking and will experience more flooding as the years go by. Former National Basketball Association Commissioner David Stern, who suffered a brain hemorrhage 3 weeks ago, died at age 77. Under Stern's leadership, the NBA added 7 teams and 6 others relocated. He helped to create the WNBA, which began in 1997. His time at the helm overlapped 2 of the most famous basketball players in history, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A new study shows living closer to fast food may be hazardous to your health. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Researchers found that children who were at least a half of a city block away from the nearest fast food restaurant were between 2.5% and 4.4% less likely to be obese than kids who live closer to fast food. Dr. Jennifer Highland of Cleveland Clinic Children's reminds us.
Unfortunately, a lot of these foods are highly processed, and they're going to be elevated in a lot of things that we just know aren't beneficial for kids or adults alike.
The study looked at data on over 3.5 million children over a 4-year period. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Some states are implementing new changes in the new year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Some new laws on the books on this first day of January 2020. 24 states and at least 17 cities are raising the minimum wage, with an eye on hitting $15 an hour within the next few years. Also today, it's the start of marijuana being legal in Illinois. Public funds cannot be used for human cloning in Arkansas. Washington State adding a family paid leave law, and getting a gun permit will become easier in Tennessee, while Colorado will let family or police ask a court to take someone's gun away, a so-called red flag law. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.